Down there!
You've led me through a dozen halls like this, Elliot. Why does it feel like this is taking too long?
Our offices all look the same. Same walls, same windows, same tangle of scrolls everywhere you look. It feels like you're moving in circles, doesn't it? Welcome to the Administratum. Down here is the maintenance vault. It's where the shipping containers are repaired and reconsecrated before... Oh! By the throne! It's flooded! Oh, the chambers beneath will be even worse now the drainage engines have been shut down. The hangar may already be below the waterline. We may be too late.
Keep moving. And do watch your step.
There's barely any light through these windows. I can't see where I'm stepping.
Then you will be careful.
I would be more capable of being careful if I weren't trying to wade through water with my hands shackled behind my back. If you're as good as you say you are with that las pistol, what chance have I of getting away?
As I have already explained, you don't need your hands to show me the way. Nor do you need fingers. Consider that when next you address me. Now, where are we heading?
Through the gates of the Northern Transept. It's not far. Just follow this wall of containers. The cargo hangar is just on the other side, two levels down. Follow me.
Your knowledge of these towers is suspiciously impressive.
I told you. I've been a scribe for the Administratum since I was a girl.
Working for the Officio Tactica Division of the Munitorum, your every waking hour would have seen you buried in scrolls, calculating the logistical needs of our honored troops. How then are you so well acquainted with chambers outside of your own? I imagine you studied maps before your masters inserted you here.
I spent the first 2 years as a courier, running between every tower in this city, until the prefect decided to chain me to a lectern. Same spools of parchment, demanding the same tasks day after day. I'm half blind from squinting in the lamplight. 1,000 quills scratching in the dark. No one speaks. Just murmurs of prayer to keep everyone from going mad. Weeks, bleeding into years.
A loyal servant of the Administratum would be proud to have earned such distinction. They would be grateful for all the Emperor has given them. Few in the Imperium share your privilege.
This floor does not feel stable. There must be tons of water in here, and more coming down by the second. We should hurry.
What's that?
Of course. There's an Excessium not far from here. An Oubliette two, maybe three levels down?
It sounds to me like the inmates are free of their cells. Who in Throne's name let them out?
I don't know. They're far enough away. At least they have their freedom. Listen to them, poor souls. Left behind like baggage.
Yes. Well, I'm sure the Administratum can endure without the contribution of a few broken-minded adepts. Now move.
Broken by their servitude to the Imperium? Left to fester in their cells for decades as the prefects decide what should be done with them.
Move.
Do you know how often I believed for certain that one day I would be among them?
I said move. I must say, this abandoned city is getting rather crowded. An adept, an interrogator, a prison full of drooling idiots beneath us, and however many of your heretic friends you have stalking us.
Oh, you're absolutely right! I have armies of followers waiting to jump in and rescue me. Traitor agents lurking around every corner. Every one of them desperate for the honor of killing you. Is that what you wish to hear, Stefan Crucius? Or can't you face the fact that you're here because of a banal mistake made by a banal civilian?
You will be silent!
I'm sorry I'm not the monster you hoped to find. I didn't mean to humiliate you.
Let's say I believe you. That you are indeed working alone. that you don't have some unsanctioned psycho playing tricks on me. Who, then, is it that is following us? Don't tell me nothing is there! I saw it only a moment ago, standing beneath that cascade of water falling from the ceiling. What is it? I know you know what it is! What? What? Speak!
Floor, you fool! The floor's giving way! Crucius! Crucius! Half the floor's gone! Where are you?
Down here! I caught one of the underfloor cables. I've quite a view of the hall below. Where are you?
I'm caught on one of the containers! The water's pulling me out, slipping! Get me out of these cuffs, Crucius! Use the remote switch on your key! Quickly!
I'm climbing up! What in terror's name was that?
The water's pushing the containers! This entire stack is about to come down! Crucius! I'll be washed down that hole or crushed to death before you reach me! Release these cuffs before we're both dead!
And let you run away?
Oh, stubborn fool! I need you to pilot the ship! Crucius!
All right! I'm doing it! I'm unlocking your cuffs! There! Adept Burr!
I've caught the pillar! I'm standing up! I can see you! Oh, throne! That's a long way down!
Stop gawping and throw me that chain! Quickly! Those containers are about to come down!
Catch!
Got it!
Now pull yourself up! Quickly! Got you!
Take your hands off me!
Move! The gates are completely blocked!
We can't be sure. We'll crawl through and find out.
What? We haven't got long before the rest of the floor gives way!
If you hadn't provoked me, we would have made it through. Be thankful I haven't another set of servo cuffs. Where to now? You are not Sims.
You speak as though we have a choice.
Their cells are open. Those lunatics will be free to tear us to pieces. There's too many of them. Even I won't be able to protect you.
Has all your talk of watchful shadows unmanned you, Lord Crucius?
Do not think you can goad me, woman. Remember, I am the one with a pistol at his belt.
And I hope you can use it as well as you say you can. Because if not, then my confession goes unheard, and your promise to deliver it goes unfulfilled. We are partners in doom now, Crucius.